The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you. It is Wednesday, August the 14th, and we're coming to you once again at the BMW Championship. The FedEx Cup playoffs continue, and starting tomorrow, they'll be teeing it up over at Medina Country Club. All the drama, the top 70 players that have made it this far will be there. And we're coming to you from the Eaglewood Resort and Spa, literally right next door to Medina Country Club. And we're so happy that all the gracious people here at Eaglewood have been so great and lovely to let us do the show from their lobby, looking out on their golf course. And so we'll talk a little bit more about Eaglewood and where we're coming to you. But obviously, a lot of stuff to get into with the BMW Championship coming up right around the corner. And so anxious. They have a pro-am day today. Guys are out on the golf course in their shorts. Remember, they can play in shorts in their pro-am days and their practice. So having a lot of fun out there on the golf course. Tiger Woods is playing. We've kind of had a little bit of a question mark until you see his face and know that he's here. People were wondering if he was going to be able to play because of his injury, but yes, he's there. He's playing. We'll see how it goes, and we'll get reports after he plays about how he hits the ball and what happens with him as he's playing in the tournament, and how the tournament ends up for him, and how the event shakes out for Tiger. Hopefully he'll play all four rounds. Joining us as always, we have Frank Bassett and Brendan Sweeney with us. Brendan Sweeney, of course, with the French Lick Resort. And we're all right here in person, which doesn't normally happen. But we all made it to the same place at the same time. Frank, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Yeah. I love it here. This has been a blast. Eaglewood is a fantastic facility. They're very hospitable. Food's great. Golf course is fantastic. Golf course is a little difficult. You and I played this one yesterday.
It's not long, but it's tricky.
It's very tricky. The front nine is very, very tight. We found that out. And Yul Gibbons and I made it around under 80, I think, whatever it was. I don't know. Anyway, this is great. A lot of fun. We went over to Medina. We're all set up over there and ready to go. So after the show today, we'll be over there checking out the Pro-Am. And you see the shorts our guest host has on?
I try not to look at his shorts, but yeah, now that you
ask me. What are those things? Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort.
What's happening, fellas?
Hi, buddy. What's up?
These are called Herskis, H-E-R-S-K-I,
they
shorts.
Have skulls and lips and purple
these are
roses.
Awesome.
And they're the ugliest things I've ever seen in my life.
Good.
They're
cool. Awesome. Because if you go to Hersky.com and put in GTA 25, you get a 25% discount.
There you go. Okay.
So if you turn around.
No, they're pretty cool looking.
What are you checking out?
There's lips on the back there, too?
Well, no. You know where to put them, though, right?
I was just going to say it's like a target for people. Put your lips right there. Very, very
hey, we're in Chicago now. You forget
very,
about that.
Very colorful. I kind of dig them. The skull is a little bit scary.
That is scary.
Well, have you not seen an unscary skull before?
No.
Speaking of
skulls, what did you do yesterday on the golf course?
Oh, he's going to bring it up. He did not skull a shot. What happened is, and I'll set this up.
I left after nine. I couldn't take the carnage anymore.
Tim Matthews has about 163 into the green. Pulls a 7-iron. Flushes it.
Oh, hit it so good.
And pulls it to the left. The tee boxes are very close. Folks,
there's this golf course 105 acres,
and so he bounces it off the front of one of the members' golf carts as he's sitting in the cart getting ready to go. and scared him to death. The man was shaking, scared him terribly. Yeah. Tim, you're such a mean person.
I lost the ball too, so that's why I didn't say anything.
He couldn't say four.
I didn't call anything because I kind of lost it up in the clouds, literally. And so I thought I hit it right where I wanted to hit it, but the cart.
If you're angry for the guy, he did a pretty damn good job.
Was right behind the green, right? I mean, he was like right behind the green, so it was going for the pin. I thought it went long and his cart, so it wasn't like it went 200 yards the wrong way. Anyway, the guy about had a heart attack, and he seriously was telling me and Frank, "See, I'm still shaking." I'm like, "Well, stop shaking. It's over. You're okay." They got to a point seriously where I was like, "Enough's enough." Right? I can only say I'm sorry.
They were playing really.
Times.
Let's talk about slow play for a minute. This group in front of us was playing very slow.
Yeah.
And so
not after that.
On the next tee box, I pull out my driver. I said, "Tim, I'm going." I stepped into that sucker, and it went right up. I drove the green almost, dropped right beside him, and they just turned around and looked. And I said, "We probably need to leave the course."
And that's why we play public golf.
That's why we did it. Yeah. So it was fun, but they're okay. But it did until I heard the bang.
Oh, it was loud.
I didn't know where it went.
It's an unnerving sound.
I guess it's there. So I had to walk all the way up. No. And they were like standing there waiting for me, so I could, I guess,
give them money,
your pint of blood, something.
Now, here's the plug for Yamaha golf cars. They're not carts. They're Yamaha golf cars. They're our sponsor at Augusta every year, as you know.
Yes, sir.
Didn't even put a dent in it. Didn't crack the fiberglass.
Nice. No, look fine.
Well-built golf cars.
Didn't ricochet about 60 yards. Yeah, it was a pretty
all the
ricochet.
Way over the green he was aiming.
Over the bunker. It's like, what? I'm like, what happened there? Because you guys crossed me a shot. I'm mad at you.
Look at me shake.
What do you think about that next shot I got? Get that cut out of the way.
But I appreciate you guys coming to literally my hometown. I grew up in Medina, Illinois. People, hey, you're from Chicago?
You grew up less than a mile from here.
That way. Right across from the 12th hole, course number one.
Yeah. As the crow flies, probably a couple of drivers.
A couple of
fairways over, and that's your house.
Yes.
So pretty cool.
Yes.
And as a kid, you used to caddy, play.
Walk through two backyards.
All the time.
Cross Broker Road.
Your brother and sister are here.
Yeah. Mo and Frank.
Wow.
Hey.
Hey.
The Sweeney family's got a stamp on
Medina.
Didn't
you do something with like a smoke bomb and a music store here one time?
No, Roselle Music. Yeah, stink bombs and the air conditioner. Forget about it.
That's all right. Bring it up.
But it was a future thing because I knew someday I'd be with you and you're a musician. So it was foreshadowing.
Some people say that.
My life. Yeah. But hey, we have a very, very special guest.
We do. Tim?
Oh, I've already been here. Oh, you're talking about me.
Oh,
well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Medina greatness. Future Medina greatness.
I'm no big great. It's Joe Gattone. Say it right. Joe Gattone is the Medina incoming president, and he joins us now here, again, from the Eaglewood Resort and Spa Lobby, the beautiful lobby here. Joe, thanks for being with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, guys, for letting me come out and talk about the tournament in Medina.
You've been involved with Medina for how long?
Well, I've been a member for 20-plus years, and I joined the board probably about 8-9 years ago. Our current president, Mike Simo, and I actually joined together. And
Mike's an Addison guy.
Mike's an Addison guy, local here. I'm from Northlake, not far from Addison. Mike's actually out on the course right now playing in the Pro-Am. Abraham Anson. I'm not sure how he came up with that pick, but
well, he's between Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson, so I'm sure it wasn't right.
Somebody's going to get hit. Somebody's going to get hit.
Exactly.
As the president of Medina.
Future president. Future.
But as the president, when you become the president, your duties entail what? Pretty much everything?
Well, you know, we, like any other club, we have a board of directors. We have 12 board of directors. You know, we basically recommend to our management team really long-term thinking, planning, et cetera, on behalf of the club.
Course changes, you know, or anything?
Exactly. I mean, it all goes through the membership, goes through our various committees. But I have to tell you, we're a club that our general manager is empowered to do many things with respect to running and managing the day-to-day operations of the club. That is not something that we do. Again, our focus is more long-term, very strategic. We just completed a strategic planning process to kind of help drive the perspective of the club over the next 5 years, understand what's important to our membership, and that's kind of what we do.
How many members are currently in Medina?
So we are. It's kind of hovering right around 1,000. It keeps tipping 1,003.
And you have three courses.
We do have three courses.
Now those aren't that membership is local and national.
Exactly. So our membership, as you can imagine, is a bit diverse. We have what's called regular members. You know, the regular member, we have 615 cap on that membership, and we're right about there. We introduced a category that we call the associate membership, under 40s. We did that probably about 4, 5, 6 years ago. And that's been, it's been a very popular category for both our legacy members and people that have joined the club. And then we have social membership and senior membership and whatnot. So it kind of runs the gamut. Golf privileges are different, and that's what we have.
So this may be a dumb question, but I like to ask in those. If the other two courses during the BMW Championship, what's going on to those courses? I'm assuming nobody can play, can they while they're
Yeah, you're correct.
Okay.
In the past, we actually, believe it or not, used to park cars on our course number two.
Course number two.
Recently redid.
During Ryder Cup. Yep.
Exactly. And the last time we parked cars on that was the Ryder Cup. In addition to that, we used to take up large sections of course one, and neither of those courses were in great condition at the time, but we'd take up a large portion of those courses. With respect to the current tournament and probably anything that we host in the near future, We're obviously not going to be doing things like that. We did put the driving range out on our 12th and 13th holes, and there's a facility out there for Top Golf. But other than that, you know, for the most part, everything's contained. All the golf's occurring on the third course.
Well, if you look back at the Ryder Cup 2012, the gate was at Medina Road and Irving Park.
Yep.
And then Tom Doak came in right after that. Parking was on.
Yeah, we actually, that is right where we took the course down. Tom Doak came in right after the tournament. Obviously, that had been planned for a long time. We had been looking to redo course one for a long time. We interviewed some golf architects and wanted to do something a bit different to make Medina unique. You know, our courses had all been done by Tom Bendelow before that. Course two, which is used to be called a ladies' course, yep, believe it or not, and it's in very high demand across the membership
it's
today.
It's awesome.
It's a very nice, we call it a modified restoration. We took it back to its exact setup. Obviously,
Reese Jones came out
and did that. Our former course superintendent, Curtis Tyrell, assisted with that, and it really came out, I would say, beyond many of our members' expectations.
So I played course number two the last day it was open with Tim McLean and a bunch of guys who I grew up with.
Yes.
And then we played it last year, and it's great. It's similar in length. It's probably, what, 6,300 yards?
Yeah, the course you guys were talking about out here at Eaglewood, it's similar distance-wise, but a bit longer. You know, this is a shorter course.
A little bit more wide open.
Conditioning is tremendous. There's some unique features of how they install bunkers around greens, and they really did an outstanding job. Yeah. I really enjoy playing that. Some say it's easier. It's easier because it's maybe a little bit more open.
Yeah.
Greens are a little tricky, a little difficult, and I would suspect your scoring wouldn't be much different on that versus course one or maybe course three.
But it's great when you have the whole family aspect of it.
Yeah.
So with your training center, the driving range facility, in the winter, I remember a couple years ago, Marty was, I'm down in French Lick, we were looking at simulators, and he was cleaning out the bag room to make like a winter retreat center. We guys set up a bar, hit some balls. Yep. But now with the training facility you have at the range, you have the simulators in there. And by the way, if you want to, our Pete Dye golf course is on that.
So oh, really?
You could play. You could warm up before you come down.
Just FYI.
Well, just FYI.
You know, we put that simulator in a few years ago now, 2 years. And the membership, it's been very well received by the membership. We've got 5 hitting bays. We've got 3 simulators in there. So during the winter, a lot of our membership are out there. Not just on weekends, really throughout the week they're out there. We use 2 of the bays for teaching and also club fitting. Our club fitter, Master Club Fitter, has done a tremendous job. I can't believe how many clubs Medina members can buy.
Oh, were you anybody specific? Any like Callaway or Titleist? Or?
Well, we actually support all the brands, believe it or not. And our club fitter, you know, is very highly rated with respect to all of them. So, you know,
whatever
you're out there, whatever's
best
for you, whatever shaft is best for you, we don't push a particular piece of equipment.
We're joined by Joe Gattone, and he is the incoming president at Medina Country Club, site, of course, of the BMW Championship this weekend, round 2 of the FedEx Cup playoffs. I'm curious, too, Joe, when somebody puts on a golf tournament, a professional golf tournament, in a local club, as yours does, it sometimes is a plus and minus situation where some members thrilled to death. It's prestigious. It's a lot of other things. Other members are like, okay, we don't want to mess with having a Ryder Cup or having a big tournament or anything like that. How is it that you have to navigate that with your 1,000 members to navigate through that, because you're going to have some of each side, right?
So I would tell you in the past it was a bit harder. You know, our primary course, obviously, for guest play, and certainly member play on the weekends, is course 3, which is where we'll play the BMW Championship. So that's in high demand. And prior to redoing courses 1 and 2, you know, they were acceptable courses, but when we began to close down course 3 for the tournament, it was quite an inconvenience for the membership, not to mention the disruption around the club, etc. But I would tell you, this probably started in 2012 when the members kind of understood what the plans were for 1 and 2. They kind of saw that, you know, eventually that issue would pretty much be mitigated. And I have seen firsthand, you know, we closed course 3 plus weeks ago before the tournament. Play was very well balanced across the other two courses. You know, they're in such great condition and they're in such high demand by our membership, both our guest play, our member play, family play just continued out. And I won't say that there aren't any naysayers. You know, there still are some people that feel that it's a big disruption, and we get that.
We started this club.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I would say it's gone very well this year. And good. I got to tell you, the members are very excited. We bring in 60 to 70 new members a year. Obviously, we have people that resign, move out of state, et cetera. And if you think back to the Ryder Cup in 2012, over the last 6 or 7 years, you know, we've brought in 350 to 450 new members.
They've wow, never, really?
They've wow. never experienced a tournament. And Saturday evening, we had our member opening party. And it was just, it was a very great experience to just step back and observe the membership, especially the newer members who were ecstatic about being able to host something at their golf facility.
And the other thing is, majority of the members are filling up your volunteer base, too.
Yes, yeah. We I would tell you in the past, most of the volunteers were probably filled up through the members. The PGA Tour and Western Golf Association, they already kind of move around with their own volunteer base. So the membership has not been as extensive. But many of our members are volunteers and active. As a matter of fact, my family, all four of them are volunteering. So
there you go. Now, going back to the WGA, Western Golf Association, and what the BMW Championship means, we see a lot of these Evan Scholars around the resort here. What does it mean to have a great caddy program? I mean, Pete Hermes has been there for 30 years. We had him on a show yesterday. He actually was his first year was my last year caddying.
Really?
Yeah,
I know you mentioned you caddied a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Probably well before I was a member.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And my brother Phil was actually, he was a caddy way before me. So.
Wow. Wow.
And there's some great stories that go along with that.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, it's a very unique relationship that we have, being able to host this tournament with the PGA Tour and Western Golf Association. You know, obviously the Western Golf Association, their primary objective is to support the Evan Scholar program. And we probably have the largest local caddy program. We certainly have the largest local caddy program, may have the largest program in the country, over 250 caddies. And many of them have gone through that Evan Scholar program. Over the years, we've had 100 caddies become Evan Scholars. And it's just being able to continue to support the Evan Scholar program in a different way than just our members making annual contributions, that's kind of a unique experience
cool.
for us.
Now you have 18 Evans Scholars representing the 18, I believe, clubs that you're associated with
yes.
around the country. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the, you know, the Evan Scholar program obviously has grown tremendously. There's new chapters being set up across
right.
the country. I think people have become aware of what the intent of the initiative, the organization is.
Right.
And, you know, a friend of mine I ran into, I have a member of a club down in New Jersey, down in Florida, and he's a member of a club in New Jersey, and he actually started a chapter there. He was supposed to be up here for this event.
Really? Where in Florida did he start that chapter?
No, he actually started in New Jersey.
Oh, in Jersey.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He's
okay.
a member of mine down in Florida.
Gotcha.
Where do you play in Florida?
I play at Tiburon, where they play the Shark Shootout and the
oh, Naples
Women's
yeah.
CME,
that's
which
great
is the equivalent of FedEx Cup.
Yeah, it's like that's so, like Chicago South.
Yeah, it's you know there. the tournaments down there are a little bit less extensive, a little more laid back.
You're going to be down there in November?
We are
for the LPGA.
We will be there.
All right.
Yes.
Well, we have our tournament directors meeting down there.
We'll
look you up.
Connect. We're right on the 18th hole of the Gold Course.
Yeah, perfect.
Very nice. Very
just
nice.
Set up golf in Florida again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Brenda.
Joe Cadone again is the incoming president at Medina Country Club, the site of the big tournament, the reason we're here, the BMW Championship, right across the property. There's Chicago Golf, before you leave, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. And I know as Medina being one of the stars of
yeah.
Chicagoland Golf, but Chicagoland Golf is very well respected as far, around the country. And there's so many great courses here that people would be surprised started in the 1800s, 1900s,
yes.
and, because you're thinking, well, it's cold and who would have started playing golf? Florida, sure, we get it, or California. But Chicagoland Golf has got an amount of great courses here that I think is shocking to a lot of
there
people
are,
that don't know.
There are, when you look at the top courses in the country, you know, a
sure.
number of them are here, and I won't mention the names for fear of excluding somebody. But I agree with you. You know, being in the Midwest here, we do have some phenomenal golf courses that have hosted the tournament in the past under a different name.
Sure. And well, I actually caddied at the Western Open, Butler, you did. 83.
Wow.
And actually, Phil caddied in the Western. All my brothers caddied in the Western Open.
I think there was probably 10, 12 years the tournament was out there. And, you know, it used to kind of circulate throughout clubs in the Midwest, primarily the Chicago area.
Yeah, last time I was at Medina was 1966.
Yeah, certainly, you know, Tim, we saw it. Brendan, we were over there. Your golf course for this tournament is an unbelievable condition. Given some of the rain you had, you anticipated 3 or 4 inches. I mean, a lot of rain. Thank goodness it did not occur. But the golf course, the rough is about 3 inches. Have they cut that?
They actually, we cut it to 4 a week ago Tuesday.
Okay.
And I have not heard yet that we were instructed to cut it down. So I imagine being a little bit wet. I will say yesterday I was out watching some of the practice round, and we were standing on the eighth hole near the green. It's a par 3. And two of the golfers were out there. I don't even remember who they were. And they were complaining about the rough around the greens.
Hey, put it on the green, you knucklehead.
Play better.
Is Medina on schedule for any other tournaments coming up down the road?
You know, currently this is the only tournament on the books. We are interested and continue to promote our relationships with the PGA Tour, PGA of America, and the USGA. Our membership have told us they're interested in hosting tournaments. You know, we expect every 5 to 10 years that we will do something on a much larger scale. So that's important to us. It's important to the tradition, the brand, and reputation of Medina.
Would you ever consider putting a championship on another course besides course number 3?
We have talked about it, actually. Depending on the championship, it could be an AM, you know, a major AM event, et cetera. Yeah. We would love to showcase course 1. That is something we'd be very interested in doing, that's for sure.
Just got photobombed. But, you know, we see the kids walking around here, but your daughter had a nice little run at the University of Illinois.
Yeah, my daughter actually, now that you mentioned that, we hosted our first tournament. University of Illinois women's golf team hosted a tournament here on course 2, kind of connected with you know, really the intent and purpose of that course, the family values. A lot of our ladies, the members out there, play that course.
Yeah.
And it was very exciting to be able to host a major college golf tournament on that facility. We didn't even know there was a ranking. Golf Digest in our first year came out and said we were in the top 25 tournaments, college tournaments, and it was the first year. So they're coming back again, very excited.
That's in October?
We extend that. It's in early October. And I think it's 7 teams that were in the finals last year in the NCAAs will be coming to the event. Obviously, it's in very high demand, and I'm just crossing my fingers that we have great weather.
Yeah, October in Chicago.
You guys have done a phenomenal job across the street here at Medina getting ready for the tournament. I know you're excited. I know you're extremely busy, too, so we appreciate you taking some time and coming over here and talking
with
us. And not only congratulations, but continued success over at Medina. And good luck this weekend, too.
Thank you, guys.
And congratulations on your new appointment.
Thank you.
Joe Catone, again, incoming president at Medina Country Club. And got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff on his plate. And we are very grateful that he had time to come over here and spend a little time with us, give us a little insight into what's happening at Medina. All right, we've got other guests lined up, ready to go, just like the flight pattern here at O'Hare. They're just lined up, ready to come on the show. And we got a lot more headed your way. We're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll be back right after this. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Here we are at the BMW Championship. Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett and Brendan Sweeney with the French Resort.
Start screaming!
Woo! And a bunch of Evan Scholars who are on their way to, they're volunteering? Where are they going?
They're going to
over to the WGA.
They're going
to
go watch the tournament.
They're going to go over, hang out. Yeah. It's Pro-Am Day. It's Wednesday. And all the guys are out on the golf course over at the BMW Championship with different celebrities, different people they're playing with. And we heard that Bo Jackson is playing with Brooks Koepka, I believe, in the Pro-Am today.
You know,
so that'll be an All-American.
Why don't we just suit them up and put them on the Titans lineup?
You got a running back. You got a tight end.
Yeah.
Wide receiver. You got the whole team. Ready to go. We're, of course, here at the BMW Championship, coming to you from the Eaglewood Resort and Spa, which is a property right next door to Medina Country Club. Literally just go over a fence,
contiguous.
Go through a fence, and you're right there at Medina Country Club, which we'll be heading over to as soon as we finish the show here. And now we have another special guest who's joining us. He is the assistant general manager here at Eaglewood Resort and Spa, and that's Adam Klaus. Adam, thanks for being with us. How are you doing today?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so happy to be here. The place here that we're talking about, Eaglewood Resort, has been so hospitable. Everybody's been
unbelievable.
So nice. I don't know if it's normal or you guys are going out of your way just to be nice to the three of us, but I'll tell you what, not only is the facility beautiful, but the people here have been so, so friendly. I can't even begin to tell you how accommodating they've been. So congratulations, you and your entire staff.
Thank you. This is a fun week. So we really appreciate you guys coming out. Of course, you want to tweak it up a little bit when you got a lot of stuff going on, but it's been a fun week so far. You got Evan Scholars. We have, 300 kids here.
Oh, you do? Really?
Yeah, they were.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, you didn't see a couple of them running around.
Yesterday, at lunch, we were coming off the course. Each of the kids were wearing their school colors.
Yeah,
it looked like somebody dumped over a bag of Skittles at the
table. Let's say this: you have 300 young people here that are all so well behaved and mannered, and it's a tribute to the Evan Scholar Program.
What an incredible program! Though. They're running around like crazy, but you know what? You walk around the property. There's no damage. They kept it clean. They're respectful. They're polite.
You haven't seen
smiling.
Sweeney's room yet.
Well, that's why we keep them far away. Yeah. If I could build a hut out there, I'd put them there, but I can't.
Trapped in a cement block.
The Sweeney hut. It might be an idea. future concern.
The Sweeney compound.
This is completely random, but I was walking down here, and I said this to Frank, but I was walking down here this morning getting ready for the show, and I swear I walked past James Patterson, the crime novelist that's written, like, I think he's the most successful author of all time. Is he staying here? Do you know?
Well, you can't.
We
say
can't
that.
Reveal the guest.
You can't say that. It didn't matter.
I'll kind of shrug my shoulders a little bit.
Okay, so maybe he might be.
We'll leave it at that.
It's a mystery.
Yeah. I wanted to stop. I was on the phone.
There's Eric.
I wanted to stop
hey, Eric.
And say hi, he's such a
we're
cool
a 24 hour facility here, pal. Yeah, right.
Anyway, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love reading his books. So, yeah. There you go. I was hoping he came through because I think he's a big golf fan, too. And if he comes through, kind of like yesterday, we got lucky with Rich Lerner on the Golf Channel, just kind of wandered
jumped
through.
On. Yeah. That was
bam,
good.
He jumped on. So if you see James Patterson come down, guys, give us a high five because I think he's written a crime novel about the Masters or something.
Yes,
so I think
he has. He's a big, golf book, yeah.
He's big into golf, too.
But
so
he's not staying here.
You don't know. Yeah,
he's not staying here.
Well, James,
he just happened to be wandering the hallway.
You'd be the only James Patterson groupie.
That was the James Patterson lookalike. No, he's a great author.
Well, I know, but, stalker.
Yeah, that's why I don't really want to tell you who's staying here because I got fans that are following him around.
I'll be knocking on every door.
Up next, everybody, Bruno Mars will be joining us from room 703 here at the Eaglewood Resort.
It's right below me.
Adam, how long have you been here at Eaglewood?
So I've been back here for a year. I was started here 2005 out of college and went to Eastern.
Yeah, go like, Panthers.
Just like Brandon here. But, I went downtown for a few years and had a chance to come back to a fantastic resort. And
Was Garoppolo your quarterback?
You know what? This is a good story. So I was there. My freshman year was his senior, and I missed half of his games because I never went because I'm like, who wants to see a D2 school?
It's O'Brien Field, for God's sakes.
I mean, come on. But so I found out, halfway through the football season that this guy is absolutely incredible. So it was a pleasure to watch him in college, all those records.
So when I was there, Sean Payton was there.
Yep.
And it was the same thing. He was a senior. I was a sophomore. And my roommate, Jeff Mills, played linebacker behind John Yurkovic, who wound up playing for the Packers. But it was didn't appreciate what was going on at that time.
Yeah.
But 1AA back in the day, Sean Payton shattered all the records.
Yeah.
That was a scab year. He went to go play for the Bears. Then he started up in Arena football and got hurt there and wound up coaching.
It worked out pretty good for him.
It did.
Well, you want to see appreciation. The next year after Romo left, we went from like the number one D2 school to non-existent. So then you really appreciated what you saw the previous season when Romo was just literally leading the entire team to some very cool stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Charleston was a great place.
Eastern's got a great tradition. Surprisingly, I think for a lot of people that they're like, well, that small little school, how do they get all these? They do it.
Well, at one time, Mike Shanahan, Brett Childress, Mike Heimeldinger, and one other guy, there were four NFL coaches, two of them head coaches. Three of them were head coaches at the same time. And then you had, Sean Payton was the other one.
Sean Payton, yeah.
And then you got Romo and Garoppolo.
Yep.
And
Garoppolo's here too, Rolling Meadows, I think he's from. He went to school.
No, yeah. He, my cousin Jennifer Karras, her son Teddy, is playing for the Patriots.
Yep.
They lived on their grandparents lived on the same street as my cousin did in Franklin Park. It was just a small Chicago thing.
Well,
Garoppolo's family.
Welcome
grew
to
up
this
right
is
down
your
the
life.
From,
yeah. Live from the yeah. Eagle
two pro football
spa.
Players in the same block.
So, Adam, you obviously share a property line. with Medina. What's that like? Is it you guys have a pretty good relationship with?
Yeah,
they're
the leadership there, the membership there. They're just fantastic people. They're great to work with. You know, we're proud to be sharing the fence. Anything we can do from a partner standpoint, they reciprocate too, and they're just great people to have across the fence. Obviously, our land shares the same topography. I mean, you look over there, you look outside, and you're like, wow, this is pretty cool.
Same place.
Same
trees,
the same land.
Same stream.
Yeah, so, you know, the land is awesome out there.
From the waters of Lake Kadijah.
Yeah, it is.
Tell us this, Adam. Everything around here this week, and seriously, I'm not saying this just to compliment
smoke.
You. I'm not blowing smoke. Everything is running so smoothly at this resort. Getting all the young people in and out, the Evans Scholars. There are a lot of guests here. A lot of high-profile people are here. How do you guys do it? I mean, it looks like a well-oiled machine, in all seriousness.
Thank you, yeah. You know, being in the hotel industry and managing hotels, this is the funnest weeks you can have. You know, you have a lot of stuff going on, but I'm a passionate golfer. But these are the kinds of weeks that you kind of get ramped up for. And everyone's excited about it because there's something in the air. And, you know, you look right across the street at Medina and you got a huge event there. And this doesn't happen very often. So when it does, you got to take advantage of it.
Will you have time to go watch at all? Will you get it some time to go?
Yeah, I'm going to try to sneak away here and there.
The GM's sitting right over here you're going to give him some time to go?
Well, okay. We should take that offline. But
I'm never leaving here. Never.
Let's renegotiate your contract
now.
Hey, Eric.
But everything's been going really well. We're really excited to be here and be part of this special event.
And to top it off, you have 144 golf courses on your course right now.
Yeah.
Which is a unique experience.
Golfers.
After that, they're all heading over to the tournament.
They are, yeah. And we had the Evans Scholars tournament on Monday. They were packed out there, and they had a great time, too. The course is in great shape. And, you know, I played with you guys on Sunday, and I think I got to mention this because that was the best compliment. I got called a stick. That I'm a good golfer.
Look who you're playing with. A stick.
So, hey, I'll take it.
I could hit my way out of a shadow.
Are you sure you heard that right?
Oh, I did.
I tell you what, Tim, why don't you two play, and we'll scramble. You and Sweeney scramble against he and I.
I'm going to go watch some practice today. I want to head over there and see these guys. Yeah, I'm done with your course. Yeah,
the rough's thick out there. I mean, the rough, I mean, you can peek over here.
4 inches is what I heard. Hearing. 4 inches. I thought it was 3. Four-inch rough, and it's damp.
People have to appreciate, too. I mean, they see it on TV, and a lot of people don't get to go in person to see a lot of PGA Tour events or certainly big events like the BMW Championship. But when you talk about thick rough, you really don't even see the ball. Other than the fact that a volunteer finds it for you, you and I would have lost balls because you lose them in the rough. Even if it's 5 yards into the rough, it's that thick. You can't advance the ball much. You're lucky to get it out sideways. Yeah. And you hear that, and you hear people talk about it, and you kind of think, you know, it's just a lot of rhetoric that, okay, the announcers are trying to make it dramatic. It's so true that rough and that grass that you have, I don't know what northern grass is called. Is it Kentucky bluegrass? Whatever it might be.
In Senza Mill.
Okay.
Played 27 holes.
It is like you can't get a ball out of there. So I think it's going to be really exciting to see. We've talked about this, Spieth and other guys having trouble with their tee shots.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we could see some numbers if guys have trouble at Medina hitting the fairways because that's very penal.
Yeah, those big trees, fairway. Compared to the Ryder Cup where it was pretty much all fairway, it's a different situation when you're in the rough.
Two to four under a day will win this tournament.
Yeah, that's all
I bet it goes deeper than that.
You think so?
I don't know. If they keep the rough like it is. Now, are we expecting any more rain?
Well, Canander yesterday.
12
right.
under?
We're saying 12, 13 under is what he was thinking.
That's about right.
Tournament chairman, yeah.
So that's 2 to 4 a day. 16 under is 4 a day. So.
Yeah. That's a lot. I don't think we'll give up 16.
I don't think so either. Yeah. I think, you know, and again, for a lot of these guys, if
14?
You can find the kind of, yeah, you got to find the fairway.
We have people in the audience going 14, 10.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to be very interesting. I hope they, on Sunday, put those pins, especially on a couple of those closing holes, like 17, tuck it away. Let's get a little excitement going, but I know that they'll take care of
that.
Oh,
even 16.
16.
Coming around
the
corner
there. That's a tough hole.
That's the Sergio hole when he's going to run up the hill. Whoop, to the scissor kick.
Scissor jump. Yeah.
Do you get a chance to get out and play other golf courses around this area? Again, not that he's going to hear anything you have to say. But when you're
talking to my sister, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Do you get a chance to get out and play? Because you've got some beautiful golf courses within a 30, 45-minute drive.
Chicago's incredible. I mean, a lot, you know, public and private. There's so many courses that people don't even know about that are in Chicagoland that are just iconic. U.S. Open way back in the 20s and 30s that are just so special. So I try to get out when I can, but You know, when you look at Chicago golf, you kind of like, you know, you have a Medina, some of the big boys, but there's some small clubs that are out there that people don't really know about.
Let me ask you this. If, well, this is a resort, of course, and spa. Do you have to be a guest on property to play your golf course?
No, everyone thinks that, though. Everyone thinks, oh, there's a resort. They think we're private. You think they got to stay here. But, no, we're a public course and public spa and public resort. So we do a lot of meetings, weddings, you know, golf outings, you know.
Class reunions.
That's good to know.
Class reunions. So
but you'll want to stay. I'll tell you, if you get here, you'll want to spend the night.
Well, anybody can play. And Brendan almost killed somebody yesterday on the golf course. Or was that me?
That was you.
That was you.
I knew it was one of us.
I think the guy was shaking before you hit him.
Somebody's still shaking. He couldn't sleep. You almost had a little accident, but luckily it didn't get to you. So somebody was probably showing up saying, you know those guys that were
I want a free tee time.
You know those Golf Talk America guys? Yeah, one of them almost hit me.
I didn't play the back nine. Sorry. I was playing so poorly.
Couldn't have been you. What did? By the way, so you went yesterday. Did you go over to Medina?
Yes.
And walked around?
Yes, I went to the media center. And I do a lot of people over there, so did some elbow rubbing.
So you will have some time to enjoy because Medina only gets every few years, right? And if you're lucky, we were just talking earlier, that within another 5-10 years, they want to have another event. But to have something like the BMW Championship is kind of special to be right next door and to be able to get over there and experience it. I assume some of the other employees here, too, if they get time.
Yeah, we've
You guys are a little bit lax on that to say, yeah, go ahead, experience it.
Yeah, we obtained some tickets from WGA working with them, so we're kind of raffling off to employees. So, you know, so far we're 2 for 2 getting all of our employees who want to go over there. So,
but you have a gate here on property as well.
We do. We have a private gate, which worked out really well.
For the guests of the hotel.
Yeah, for the guests of the hotel.
Where does it come into the course?
So you're going to walk right onto the fifth green, literally 15 feet away from
perfect.
The green.
Perfect. 100 yards away.
Yeah.
From here.
So we just walk. There's no reason to go park at the media center.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, avoid the traffic. Avoid the traffic. Walk right out.
Do any of the players, you don't have to say who because we're keeping this really tight lip, but do some players stay here?
Yeah, we got a couple big guys and, you know, talk to the staff.
Some folks here.
Frank, what names? Go ahead, Frank. Tell us a few.
No.
Bobby Jones is here.
Chick Evans.
Hunter Hagen. Chick Evans.
Chick Evans, the Chicago Classic.
Big players.
Walter Hagen's here. The ghost of Walter Hagen?
Yeah, he and James Patterson are bunking in together.
Jeez. All work and no play. Make Jack a very dull boy.
I want to see. We're talking with Adam Klaus. He's the assistant general manager here at Eaglewood Resort, which has been nice enough to accommodate us and have us here for this whole week that we can stay and be on property.
Yeah.
We actually have great rooms.
I'm moving in.
Our views are like right out on your golf course that you look at. How old is this property? How long has the resort been here?
So the original land was kind of constructed back in the 30s, but back in 2002, there was a major renovation, which is what most of you see right here, the beautiful lobby, beautiful conference center. But
this hotel was built in 74.
Yes, most of the rooms were built in the 70s, but there were some wings put in early 2000s, which are awesome. And
beautiful.
Look behind you in that conference center behind you is just a fantastic meeting space, and that's kind of our X factor. It's actually a purpose-built space for meetings. So you go to a lot of Westons and all these other chain hotels. They're not specifically designed how we are, which is kind of our own unknown secret sauce.
You have weddings and everything here, right? All kinds of big events. Because Brendan wanted to move one of the
tee boxes. Yeah.
They actually have wedding receptions
right
there and stuff,
there.
Right? Where the tee box is.
Yeah, right over three here. You can see the whole golf course, and it's a great spot.
We're not moving any tee boxes pro.
Yeah.
Oh, your whole staff is watching here, man.
He said, that's my event area there for the resort.
No, it should be a tee box.
I'd love to have a tee box on that spot.
This is your stand-up meeting today?
Yeah, let's see it. Let's see. Everyone, got everyone out here.
There we go.
Everybody.
Here's the crew.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for your time. We do appreciate it, and I can't say it enough. None of us can. Thank you so much for all the hospitality.
Thank all you guys. We appreciate it out there.
Yeah, thank you all. Thank you all so much.
Done a phenomenal job taking care of us, which is not a small job to do.
But we have yet to check out, though.
We got one more night to get through.
California.
Adam, before we let you go, is there some resolution when somebody's charging stuff on your room?
Resolution? What kind of resolution? We just put it the
room.
he's got the room on his credit card. I looked. So,
perfect.
We're good. You're just
so it's all going to
happen. Put everything in that.
Perfect.
Yeah, just put it right there.
We're going to have a good night tonight, then.
Yes, we are. We've already had several.
So if we want to come to Eaglewood Resort, just go to eaglewood.com.
Just go to
www.630-773-1400.
Yeah, eaglewoodresort.com.
That is the same phone number from 40
years
ago.
Let's clear that up real quick.
Eaglewoodresort.com.
That's where you go.
Eaglewoodresortandspa.com.
There you go, Tim.
Adam, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me out.
Continued success.
Thanks,
have a great weekend.
Appreciate
guys.
It very much. Thank you.
Adam Klaus, assistant general manager here at Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Medina.
Itasca.
And 100 yards away, you're in Medina.
Yes.
Right? So there's,
which is unincorporated.
Which is
count.
About how far offline that shot was when you hit that guy on the Yamaha golf car.
Oh, man. I just...
Bam.
That was scary.
It was scary. I mean, you not didn't right. see
no,
it.
No, the scary part was my shot that I was left with after hitting the cart. I need to get a rule
you
book.
You were nervous.
Out.
I mean, it really rattled you a little bit. It truly did.
It really. I don't know how bad he was, but I was in bad shape because I had to look where my ball was, and it wasn't nearly as good a lie as I thought because I really thought, ooh, I hit that good.
You scratched my golf ball.
I totally scratched you.
You messed up my golf ball.
Look at the scuff ball.
Why am I apologizing to you?
It was a Kirkland ball, for God's sake.
This is the ugliest hat I've ever seen. It looks good on you.
It looks good on you.
Skip that thing right there.
Let's take a break.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out and come back. Again, we're coming to you from the Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Itasca, Illinois, right next door to Medina Country Club. We're here for the BMW Championship and round two of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Practice round today, and a lot of excitement still going on the golf course. The guys all tee it up tomorrow morning, and it's going to be 70 guys trying to cut it down to 30 for East Lake. A lot of drama still on the PGA Tour. So we're going to take a quick time out, have more to talk about when we come back. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio, and we will return right after this. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett and Brendan Sweeney coming to you from the Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Itasca, Illinois, just next door to Medina Country Club,
Itasca. Of
course, the site of the BMW Championship in the FedEx Cup playoffs, which will start tomorrow, as all the guys are on the golf course today with practice rounds and pro-ams and a lot of other cool things going at Medina. And the top 70 golfers made it this far from the Northern Trust last week in New Jersey. And the top 70 now will advance to, and the tournament will advance to 30, and only 30 in a three
40
FedEx Cup tier, if you will, instead of four tournaments in the past. There will only be 30 that make it. So everybody will be keeping a close eye on the FedEx Cup standings and who does what. We mentioned Jordan Spieth earlier, went from almost not being in the top 70. He was at 68, 69 going into Northern Trust, played very well, got sixth place, picked up 25 spots. So now he's at 44, but he has to get top 30. Yeah. Tiger is outside the top 30 as
38.
Well.
Tiger needs to get
30.
A top 11 or better to move in the
30th. Yeah.
To go to East Lake.
That's what they're saying. We talked about that before, but shouldn't the defending champion get an automatic
that's what
pass
I was gonna say.
Get back to the tour championship?
You would think. You would really
they
think.
They don't have
but
that
then
rule.
Again,
but
I mean, that's not the way they do it.
Then it would be a field of 31.
Well, but always bring the defending champion
the other
back,
29.
I should say. I would think they should do that. But well, then again, I'm not going to second guess what the PGA Tour does. They are our boss.
It could be a Tiger rule. Only if Tiger is the defending champion does he get invited back. If it's somebody else, then nobody's going to bring the guy back.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's what they're all fighting for, to get to the Tour Championship, which you will be at, Frank.
I will
week.
Be at the Tour Championship at the Omni Hotel.
Change of clothes, a shower, and
almost,
you're on the road again.
I almost said Omni Hotel and Resort. The Omni Hotel CNN Center will be our host next week for the Tour Championship, which has been our host every year for the past, 5 years.
And you're going to the Notre Dame-Georgia game.
I'm going to the Notre Dame-Georgia
that's
game Saturday
be one
night.
Of the best first week, couple of weeks of the season football games in the last couple of years. They're both top 10 teams.
And, yeah.
That should be a great game.
It's going to be a great game. My only problem with this is I must cheer for the SEC. I have to.
You must? You
I must. And I'm not a big Georgia fan. I hate to say it.
Hey, my dad's
because I'm an Ole Miss graduate, and Georgia used to, and still does, kick our you-know-whats every time we play.
My dad actually played football for University of Georgia.
Did he really?
1953. Three.
Brendan, I think you make up stories just to accommodate.
I can verify it right there.
Well, your brother and sister are going to lie for you.
Of course.
We can't trust them anymore than we can trust
so
you.
By the way, to Brother Phil Sweeney, thank you for your service, sir. Thank you for your service. Absolutely.
Yep. Explain.
He's a veteran.
Okay.
And he's also an equestrian.
I didn't know if he was cleaning your room or something.
No.
Explain.
He also did a lot of things in the Navy. I'm sure that made him in one of them.
He's wearing his Navy hat.
He's got his Navy hat on, but he also rides Mustangs. Ford Mustang is
Ford
the name of the horse that he's riding. Ford the Mustang.
So?
Mustangs are tough horses to ride. Have you ever tried to get on a Mustang?
I don't know that I have.
I don't think I would.
We don't know, but we're going to find out for our next
Phil? Wait a minute. Before we do that, what is it Phil told me this morning? He said, what did the pony say to the horse? I'm just a little horse.
No.
What was it? What was that joke?
Said was, where do horses go when they get sick? They go to the horse
hospital. No, there was something else. I'm just a little horse. I'm not a pony. I don't know.
No.
Come on.
I'm just, no.
Hey, would you
I'm
bring our guest
little,
in, too?
I'm just a little horse.
I'm just going to sit over here. I'm just going to keep pushing away farther and farther. Tyler Morrison is joining us. Tyler Morrison is with Topgolf, setting up events, doing things with Topgolf for the last few years, and is going to be part of what's going on at BMW, the championship. So we're going to find out exactly what that means. Tyler, thanks for being with us. How are you doing today?
Hey, let's turn that mic
give
up.
Us that,
that's
give us that horse joke
fault.
Again, Tyler. How you doing?
Horse joke.
Hey, let's try that again. Hey, guys, good morning. thank you guys for having me out. I'm excited to be here.
This is a well-oiled machine here.
I love Topgolf. We've all probably experienced Topgolf. By the way, and maybe you have this number, maybe you don't. How many are there around the country now? Any idea?
There are over 50 now in the country, and then they've expanded into Australia. They started in the UK, and they're actually going to be opening up overseas in Dubai here in the upcoming
year. The coolest thing, just for people that don't know, I think everybody does know Topgolf, but it's a hitting facility, if you will, but it's so much more than just that.
Yes.
You can hit balls. You can play games. It's computerized. There's restaurant bar service while you're there. There's heaters. There's air conditioning. So while you're outdoors-y, kind of-ish, you don't feel this. So you can play in almost any cold weather, hot weather, temperature. And it is caught fire. It's phenomenally successful.
Well, you do the experiential thing for Topgolf, correct? That's
correct.
What you were responsible for. What does that mean?
So Topgolf works with a lot of major brands and major sponsors throughout, you know, different activations on the PGA Tour, within football, within our venues. And so what we've done over the past couple of years is we've set up these events, one that we have here at BMW Championship called Topgolf Crush this week. Where we'll take our technology, we'll be able to take what we're doing at Topgolf and what we're doing at Top Tracer and Topgolf Swing Suites, and we'll be able to bring it to all the guests of these big iconic tournaments and really get the involvement. So it gives us an opportunity to pair up with BMW inside of our Topgolf venues and here with BMW at their venue. So we're able to set that up and offer Topgolf. So this week you can come out next to the driving range and play Topgolf Crush. It's free. And you get to go up and hit five golf balls. You can come back through line as much as you want, but you get to use our Top Tracer technology and see how many points you can go. So we actually had a couple PGA Tour pros come out yesterday. So we have a leaderboard posted of a couple of their scores, and then you can see how you fare up against some points.
Who was out there?
Yesterday we had Keith Mitchell came out. We had Vaughn
Georgia.
There's a
Bulldog
right there. We had Vaughn Taylor come out and a couple others.
So we were talking the other night. And you know these guys because you played with them. You were at Kansas State, weren't you, back in the day? Tell us about coming up through the ranks with AJGA and some of the studs that are out there now.
It's incredible. I think from where I stand, my era of golf, it's really cool to see where we're at now. We were all Tiger fans as a kid coming up, but to see, you know, how everyone's, you know, coming through, it's really impressive. You know, Justin Thomas is playing absolute amazing golf. Jordan Spieth has already put himself, you know, three majors, a Hall of Fame career, you know, in his first 3 years on tour. And guys just keep coming through the woodworks. One of my friends, he's got a wedding later this year, Michael Gellerman, just came out of Oklahoma. He just got his tour card last week on the Corn Ferry for next year. So it's really cool to see a lot of young guys really get their, you know, start and seeing them progress. I really think we're in a great position with golf. That, you know, when the legacy of Kynan, Phil, and Tiger move on, we have a just killer crowd of guys coming through that's going to really carry the game for a long time.
That's amazing. Now, when you're talking about the technology,
Top Tracer,
you're going to bring that to a new venue coming up here soon, aren't you?
So we're going to have the Topgolf Swing Suites, which has the Topgolf Tracer technology in it. And so we'll be bringing that to a new group called the Clubhouse Experience in Kansas City. So very excited about that. It's our first location with a new group of guys out of Kansas City that I've been working with. But that's going to open September 20th, and you know we're trying to bring in that same feel that Topgolf has done so well in their big 13-acre venues, you know, into a smaller square footprint inside of like a downtown area where maybe it's a little harder to get away from to get out of the city and go play.
Modeled after some of the overseas products that you have?
Yeah. More or less, it's it's basically trying to bring in just a high-end premium, kind of like a Capital Grille as far as food experience.
Oh, cool.
To tie that in and then still have the ability to go and hit the golf simulator, hit some shuffleboards, have some different experiences. You know, you come for the food, but you really stay for a long time, and it gives you just that new crowd in golf, right, where you can't get out of the city because you've got, you know, you got to be at work at 7, come home by 7 o'clock. It's 45 minutes to an hour to get to a golf course. Now you can go play Pebble Beach, you know, right before
the model,
over lunch.
The model for this has been, it's tried and true. Pinball machines and bars, okay, or restaurants, Pac-Man, Asteroids, all the old arcade games that old Bennigans, if you will, would put in, and that would keep people sitting there. Oh, yeah, bring me some of those nachos, bring me another beer, whatever, and you sit there and play the games.
Sure.
So it's a true entertainment experience and a dining experience that you're just bringing it more upscale.
Yep. Yeah, we've got an awesome chef. He actually went over to the Food Olympics last year and took silver.
Did they,
good.
Do they have like 5 onion rings set up?
Five onion. Oh, Lord.
I tasted his menu and it was
I bet it was.
It was good.
So I know you're a busy guy. You're doing a lot of things in your life. What's in your future? What's upcoming for you? I think something special.
Yeah. So with this new group, we're looking to grow a lot over the next couple of years. So we're looking at opening our first location, but a national expansion. So we're starting to look into different markets, looking in Denver, St. Louis. We're going elsewhere.
What's the name?
It's the Clubhouse Experience. So just like I was talking about in Kansas City, that'll be our new concept. And then, you know, we're excited. It's going to be an amazing team of people out there. I don't know how I fit the mold, but I'm glad I got that experience, you know, with Topgolf the last 3 or 4 years because we get to tie directly into it.
I think, Tim, what we need to do is do a live show from one of the grand openings of the Clubhouse Experience.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I think that'd be fun.
Well, we put one in your new restaurant.
Let's do that.
He has a new restaurant that's coming in Dallas.
In
Dallas. Can't talk much about it yet, but yeah.
It's a ways away, but yeah, we're getting there. Yeah. So we should tie something up. That would be really cool.
We just changed your whole business plan on your new restaurant.
Well, because I think you can tell our show draws
lots of folks. We've had huge crowds in here.
We'll bring
the Evan Scholars with us everywhere we go.
Tiger Woods teed off at Medina.
They are a great hype team walking through this resort.
Oh, they are. They've been great.
Hey, by the way, so Topgolf we've talked about and how successful it's been. Here's a connection, too. With Dallas, the majority owner of Topgolf is Tom Dundon.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Dundon is the guy who is also the money behind starting Trinity Forest, where the Byron Nelson moved to. So he's a Dallas guy.
Okay.
Who also owns the Carolina Hurricane hockey team. So a very successful business guy in Dallas is the main money behind Topgolf. And so Topgolf in Dallas is phenomenal. It has, I think there's now like 8 or 10 Topgolf all around the metro.
Where's your top, if we're not giving away anything? What's the biggest? Vegas?
Vegas is the mothership location. Okay. That's our flagship venue.
That's where Billy Horschel took a 7-iron away from me and said, Frank, quit hitting that. You're going to kill somebody.
Bottle of Clint Leavitt as well.
No, he shared that.
On a sidebar, the old Salt Creek Country Club over on Devon Avenue, probably about 2 miles from here, was a little 9-hole golf course that we used to have the Sweeney Open at. And it was purchased by the Park District, and then Topgolf came in, so it was the second golf top facility in the United States.
Yep.
The one
on Wooddale.
Yep.
Yeah. It's to see the transition from that venue to where Topgolf is today.
It's like a covered wagon compared to a Corvette.
It's
seriously.
For me personally, when I came to Topgolf years ago and I got to go out and visit that one, there's one in Alexandria, Virginia like that, and then the one in Dallas off of Park Lane, very similar. That one's evolved a lot, and it's right by the corporate office right there.
Right.
To see where those are, it's very cool. So you used to have to throw the golf balls through, and they still do. You actually go get a bucket of balls before you go play. You take it and you drop it through a little hole that, will read the ball, and then you hit. So instead of the automatic dispensers, the big facility in the bar, it's really cool. It's like, here's our vintage, and, here's the real nice.
Will you be here throughout the weekend? I mean, you'll be able to see everything or what's going on?
I actually will not. So okay. Topgolf will be open. It's open all the way through Sunday night. I know they opened this morning at 6:45 for the Tiger fans that wanted to go out and, watch him and then go hit golf balls. I think that's one of the coolest things about these experiences, that you get to walk onto a golf course and actually hit golf shots.
Well, I say,
I get so giddy
like
on
you're
the course
playing. After this, let's walk over. We'll go to the course.
Yeah.
It's right by the gate on Broker Road, right next to the range.
It's where the Topgolf?
Yeah.
Do we need tokens or something?
Brandon, we got Tyler.
You got Tyler.
We'll take Tyler.
Anything like that?
No. Open to the public. Everybody is welcome. So
we have the Topgolf hospitality.
We want to get that back. We want to get that backstage experience. So
yeah, that'll be. You want to see the trusses and the wiring?
We want to avoid the line that goes in.
Yeah, we're so special.
It's a fast pass at Topgolf.
Oh Lord,
it should be a lot of fun. Well, we really appreciate it, Tyler. Thanks so much, and continued success.
Thank you.
And your adventures and everything that are coming up down the road.
Stay in touch with us, please,
Brandon.
So the pro-ams. The Pro-Am is going on now,
yes.
And our good friend that we had dinner with last night, Amy, her son is caddying for Justin Thomas today.
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
So she was going to be here to see the show, but needless to say.
He's an Evans Scholar.
Yeah,
he's
Burke was
one of the 18. Only 18
only
Evans 18 Scholars
kids.
Caddied today.
And he's got and she has a daughter that's also in the system.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Works Evans for Pete over at Medina, and it's really great. It's good to see them become successful through it.
Yeah.
But he's a good kid. His name's Burke. He's a sophomore at Colorado, and he grew up right here in Addison. So
very nice, very nice. Well, I think we're about done. We've had a great show. We appreciate, again, Tyler Morrison being with us, but we look forward to the Pro-Am day-to-day. We're going to go watch everybody, and then, of course, tomorrow it all gets started.
Big day tomorrow.
And they start teeing off, I don't know, what, like 7:30-ish or something
yes.
like that? First guy's off.
No, not tomorrow.
Maybe?
Not
tomorrow? They don't go 7:30?
8:15. Okay. J.B. Holmes.
Yeah, J.B. Holmes, first guy's off. So.
All right.
Siwoo Kim.
Should be a lot of fun.
Been a fun day, Brendan. Fun stuff.
Joe Catone, thank you for being with us. Adam Klaus, and, of course, Tyler Morrison. We do appreciate you guys being with us, and we appreciate everybody out there for listening every show that we do here on Golf Talk America. Be sure to check us out, Frank, social media. Golf Talk America.
Talk America on Twitter. Golf Talk America on Facebook.
Biggest show in Australia.
We're the number one show in Australia. Yes, we are.
All right. So put a little shrimp on the bobby and listen to us next time.
From Austria, eh?
Right here, right? Austria. Right. Austria. Thanks, everybody. We do appreciate it. For Frank and Brendan, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks so much for being with us, and join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.